welcome to this week's episode of Tea with Lily. I'm your host, Lily Mensayeba, and joining me on the sofa today is Amanda Watts, whose enthusiasm for helping health and fitness professionals is rather infectious. Welcome, Amanda, and thanks for stopping by for a spot of tea with me. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you, Lily. Thanks for having me today.
Well, thank you. Let's hear a bit about the brand named Amanda Watts, dubbed the client attraction expert for her boundless ideas and enthusiasm. Amanda's journey could be described as that of a frustrated actress with one big personality. The self-titled Marmite of the PR world, Amanda is an award-winning marketing coach who has championed a huge online business community throughout Wiltshire and Surrey. She is the founder of Clients in Abundance, where she teaches her clients the five pillars of success, namely diamond clarity, Hollywood branding, profit packaging, authentic marketing, and wealth breakthrough. Amanda's speciality is helping health and wellness entrepreneurs market themselves successfully by growing their brand awareness and customers. Tea with Lily is a space for informal discussions with a relaxed format where we chat about topical issues over a cup of tea. Guests from all walks of life join me to share their experiences and provide tips and tricks for professionals and entrepreneurs interested in career and personal growth. Welcome, listeners, and thank you for tuning in. Hi, Amanda. There's absolutely no doubt that marketing and client-facing activities are things that you do really well, and you chose to do so within the health and wellness industry. What led you to that specific niche?
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, I have been in marketing for 20 years now. And what I found was that the people that I was working with, I was really, really drawn to the health and wellness industry. And the reason why is because about 80% of my clients actually ended up being from that niche.
Okay.
And I think that the reason why is the big journey that I have been on. And I decided to set up my own business. And I met Stephen Conway, and he showed me The Secret, and I watched the movie, and I knew that the only way to change my life would be to embrace gratitude, and everything that I put out into the world would come back to me.
That's interesting. So The Secret in itself, what, you know, helped you to come to the health and wellness industry?
What it was that The Secret is about bettering your life and really kind of understanding that there is a universe and that whatever you put out into it and project into it is what you will attract. And the kind of people that I started working with regards to the health and wellness, is they're trying to make a better world. Okay, so what they're doing is they are trying to help people with their health, with their mental health, with their physical health, with their well-being. They, you know, they don't come along and say you need to do this, 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 and this. They try and guide them on a journey so that you have self-realization for a better life.
Yeah.
And my tagline is changing people's lives at Clients in Abundance. But I'm not talking about changing my clients' lives. What I'm doing is enabling my clients to change their clients' lives. And that is why my tagline is so precious to me, because it's not about me and changing my clients' lives. It's about I actually get to affect the whole world. And I love it. Absolutely love it. And I love the smile that my clients have on their faces when they help their clients as well, which is fantastic.
That is absolutely great.
Yeah.
So you've done publishing, PR, exhibitions, sales, business development, all those things.
Which one,
if any, would you say is by far your favorite career pastime?
When I started up my business 6 years ago, I didn't start it up as a marketing business.
Okay.
So I started up as a copywriter because I could sit at home and do that around taking the children to and from school. But I couldn't get any clients. So I could write copy. I knew how to do that. I found it really difficult to get clients. So I had to put all my effort into learning how to do modern day marketing, because it had changed from when I used to run exhibitions and have advertising in Marie Claire magazine and all that kind of thing. Absolutely, completely different. So I spent a lot of years learning how to do marketing. And then what I found was when I was going to say, would you like copywriting from potential clients, I would then sit for 2 hours and teach them how to do their marketing. And I didn't get paid for that. I got paid for the copywriting, but not teaching them how to do marketing, which I'd invested a lot of time in. And then I realized actually that every time I would speak to my brother-in-law, self-employed, my best friend and her husband are self-employed. So every time I would see all my friends and my family, I would just talk about marketing and how to help them with their business. And I was like, actually, I should be monetizing my passion, which is what I teach my clients to do. And by monetizing your passion, when you go through the dips and the lows in an industry, you find that actually you can get up again a lot quicker. So it was like a self-realization. Actually, marketing is what I love. It's not copywriting. And actually, now I really don't enjoy copywriting at all. But get me on the subject of marketing and I will talk about it all day. It's fantastic.
Yeah. So the copywriting could be seen as the low motivation skill that you have.
Absolutely.
And you've actually found something. You realize that you're good at something else that previously you're not being paid for.
Yeah, absolutely.
Great.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So the client attraction expert is how your personal brand is perceived. How do you feel about that?
I love it. And the reason why is because actually it's not about, I've been using the terms marketing quite a lot, but actually client attraction doesn't say that I teach people how to do marketing, because that's not all I do. You mentioned the five pillars in the introduction, and actually marketing is only one of those five pillars. You have to have clarity on what it is that you do and why you do it, which is, and the journey that I take my clients on is the one that I went on to get to where I am today. So having clarity on what you do isn't about marketing. Knowing how to brand yourself is nothing to do with marketing. It's about how to say what it is that you do, what you look like, walking the walk, and having a really solid brand behind what you do. Packaging your business and selling, getting out of selling time for hours isn't about marketing. It's about how you put your business together. It's only when you've gone through those three things that you then start talking about marketing. And then of course you have to have sales at the end. So client attraction is about having the five pillars, not just learning how to do marketing.
Okay.
And you have to have all of those five pillars for business success.
Yes.
Because you can market your business absolutely loads, but if you haven't got all of the pillars, you're not going to actually have a solid foundation for your business.
Well, I guess you can market as much as you want, but if you don't sell,
absolutely, you're not going to make any money. And if you're saying the wrong thing, and for me, prime example, doing the copywriting, I marketed that loads, but my message was rubbish. I wasn't enjoying what I was doing. I was charging £25 an hour for the work, so really didn't break through into earning any money. I was struggling to earn £1,000 a month, and it wasn't until I went through all the stages that I was like, oh wow, this is how I get to a six-figure business. And I actually did £1,000 a month to six figures in 7 months once I worked out the system. And then that's what I do. I teach my clients how to do client attraction, not marketing. It's a big difference.
I'll sign up to one of those courses very soon.
Excellent.
And listeners, I'll come back and let you know how I found it. Thanks, Amanda. You won awards for Business Personality of the Year and in the top 100 mums in business in the UK.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about that, Amanda.
The Business Personality of the Year, when I was living in Salisbury, I found that the number one thing that I had to do was get my name out there. I wanted to be known by everybody, because one of the things that's very important is that you have to be what I call omnipresent. So that is literally everywhere someone turns, they need to see you. Because with marketing and getting clients, you have to be seen between 7 and 24 times before someone buys from you. So for me, it was getting my personality out into the world. And years ago, my personality was kind of squashed, and people told me that I needed to be quiet and not have the enthusiasm and calm down and stop talking and all these things. And actually,
really,
yeah, it was really hard. It was really hard.
I used to listen to them.
Oh, I did listen to them, absolutely. So I used to everybody's head in, because I was always so very enthusiastic and passionate. And you know, if you got stuck in a car with me, that was it. I didn't shut up. So I found that really hard, and I used to be quite unhappy and try and squash my personality. And I used to care what people thought about me. And then again, when I went through everything a few years ago, it was very important that I became authentic to me.
Yes.
Massive, massive. Authenticity was what I knew I was going to have to grow my business on, because if you don't grow it on an authentic business, you're just, again, it will collapse. There's so many things that you have to get right. So I was like, right, okay, I'm just going to have to be me. And I was the loud person. I was the happy person. I was the positive person, because I've always been very positive. And if someone was kind of low, I would kind of lift them up, and I'd walk into a room and I was comfortable to be, hi, how are you, and chat, and not be the quiet wallflower. And what that did was people started hearing about me. And I was completely Marmite, as we said at the beginning. People either loved or hated me, but 80% of the people loved me. And I found that it really attracted me to, and I was drawn to some of the bigwigs in Salisbury. I aligned myself with the newspaper and started working with Spire FM, which is a massive radio station in Salisbury.
Right.
And Kerry, who runs that, we started training the Church of England how to use social media. And that was a massive success. And that was... that was an exceptional journey I went on last year, trying to get lots of vicars to use Twitter and Facebook. But we had about a 40% take-up, so it was great.
40%. And, you know, was that difficult to actually explain to the vicar that you needed to do this?
Absolutely. We did have one heckler, and we did chuck him out the room. That was really, that was like getting a vicar and chucking him out, because he was so absolutely anti it. So that was really interesting. But the Bishop of Sherborne, he was amazing. And if you actually go onto my YouTube channel, you'll see he's given me a testimonial. But he turned around and he was like, actually, you can use social media to get mission, so to put across and really raise the message that they want to get out in the world. And once they realized that it wasn't about posting a few bits of information up onto the internet, it was about actually raising the awareness of their message, which is no different to I teach the health and wellness industry. It's about getting your message out there so that people can pick and choose if they want to be part of that. But yeah, sorry, to go back to your question, I told you, once you get me, to go back to your question, is I raised my profile in the area, and what it meant was that people did like my personality.
Yes.
So, and that really helped me. So that's where that came from. And then my personality again got me to be in the top 100 mums in business. One of my clients nominated me, all my other clients supported me.
Yeah.
All my supporters on social media supported me, and it was just phenomenal. And I came in at number 5 in the country, and literally I was just, that's absolutely brilliant. So I was very, very happy about that. You know, a single mum who, and at that time when I was going through this, I hadn't yet worked out my system and what I was doing. That was still at the beginning of my journey when all that came through. So it was great.
Well done. I'm impressed. And I like your personality, by the way. And I like Marmite. So,
Well, that's good. I love Marmite. So it's a bit of luck.
Now, Amanda, imagine, this is a question that everybody gets asked.
Yep.
Most people answer, some people don't. No, actually, everybody does, because it's a fun one. Imagine that you're sitting in front of the careers office as a 16-year-old school leaver, looking back, what would you have said you wanted to be back in the day?
Okay. If you ask my parents, and if you go back, all I wanted to do was sing and act.
Okay.
But I can't do either. I can't sing and I can't act. I was brought up in a household. Everyone said to me I should have been born in the 30s, because I am a massive Doris Day fan. I am a huge Frank Sinatra fan, and I was really into War Mania when I was younger. But all these things before it became popular to be a fan of the Rat Pack and all of this kind of, that's what my life was. So my weekends were spent watching all the old movies, all the 50s and 60s movies. My
Great.
Holidays were spent doing that. So I wanted to be an actress. I actually really wanted to be Julie Andrews. And I really love Doris Day as well. I still really love Doris Day.
Are you going to break into song?
No, because I can't sing at all. It makes people's ears bleed. It's horrible. Yeah, exactly. So no, I won't do that. So I wanted to be an actress, but my dad put complete kibosh on that. And he was like, you can't sing and you can't act, Amanda. But what I think you should do is do business. So I did business studies at GCSE. Then he made me do accountancy and business studies A-level. I did law GCSE.
Accountancy, so you're good with figures.
No,
too.
I'm bloody awful at figures. I got an E in my accountancy. But the thing is I was completely set up for whatever
business.
I wanted to do in business. And then, unfortunately, I didn't go to university. And I went and got a job with the Abbey National. And that was pretty phenomenal, actually.
That is not an unfortunate thing anymore.
No, that's right. And the thing is I there were 8,000 applicants for a management training group. And there were 8 people that got the job out of the 8,000 applicants. And I was one of those 8 people. But I did kind of not appreciate what I had in my hands. And 6 months later, I jacked it in.
Uh-oh.
Because I wasn't good with figures.
Okay.
I didn't like being quiet.
in a bank. Yeah,
exactly. It was an environment that wasn't conducive to my personality.
Yes.
So I went and got an admin job in a marketing department in a magazine.
Okay.
In Croydon, from where I was from. And then the rest is history.
Great.
So, no, I just wanted to sing and dance. And I can't sing or dance.
Thanks, Amanda. This is Tea with Lily, and joining me on the sofa today is Amanda Watts, the client attraction expert and founder of Clients in Abundance, an organization which helps businesses in the health and wellness industry. Amanda says that being an entrepreneur is the full contact sport. Therefore, you have to have a strong why. Mm-hmm. Now, Amanda, let's talk about Clients in Abundance specifically. We've touched on your specialism in helping people in the or professionals in the health and wellness industry find abundance. Can we hear how you do this?
Yeah, absolutely. When I train my clients, I talk to them about packaging up their services.
Yeah.
And packaging is very important to grow a business. And if I said to you and gave an example of bronze, silver and gold packages mm-hmm. that people can buy, that's what I do for my business. So I give it a very easy way for people to learn how to get more clients and make more money, depending on their budgets and on their times. So there's three ways that you can work with me. I have a few select one-to-one mentoring clients, and I will see them face-to-face, and I will mentor them over Skype if they're in a different country, because actually what I do is international. And I work with them on a weekly basis for 6 months.
Okay.
And that's really delving deep. I become part of their business and help them.
Yes.
And that's absolutely brilliant. And I pick and choose who I work with on that, because they have to be really passionate and I have to see that they've got a business that can really get to the 6-7 figures.
Yeah.
The other thing that I do is group coaching. And this is what I would suggest most people get involved in. And it's a 3-month course, and they get videos. They get part of my membership site. They'll get weekly videos. They'll get Q&A calls where they can insert questions and I can answer those questions for them on live calls. They get part of a Facebook group. They get support. They get accountability buddies. And literally over 3 months, they go from a journey of not knowing what it is that they're doing or how to get clients right through to the end to how to close a sale and grow their business.
Okay.
And that is something that I would say would be the best thing for most clients to do. They get then to have that access to that membership site forever. It never gets taken away. And they are part of the Facebook group. And I find that we actually call it the Clients in Abundance family, because it's something that we never let you go. Once you're part of us, it's kind of, I want to know. We keep on. We make sure you're okay. We make sure you have the support. And then the last one, which we don't really have much contact with our clients when they take this one, but that is just video training. So they get part of the membership site. They can have all the training. There's 45 work. Sheets that they have to complete. It takes them from working out what their why is all the way through to teaching them how to close a sale, and they go through the five pillars. They learn how to package up their business. They still get to use the Facebook forum and lean on everybody else, but they don't get any access to me.
Okay.
So they're the three options that people have.
That's great. Well, let me just read out one of the testimonials from Adam Strong, who's a personal trainer. Amanda is awesome. She's so knowledgeable in the field of online marketing and at raising a client's profile. She's great fun to work with and really listens to what the client needs. Her creativity and ideas make marketing look really, really easy. I would have no hesitation to refer Amanda. That's from one of your clients who's written a book called Move It or Lose It. Right. So, Amanda, what's the profile of your typical client?
I would say that a typical client is actually a female.
Okay.
In the health and wellness industry. I say female because I do my best work with females and they are naturally drawn to me.
They get you, right?
And they get them. Get me, yeah. They so get me. And I feel very relaxed around them. I feel that there is no judgment between women and I really enjoy that. And I find that most of my clients come to me, they look at my picture or they read a little bit about me and I don't sell to them. They're naturally drawn to me.
Yes.
And I think the reason why is because they resonate with my story.
Yes.
I've gone from not having anything at all to being able to create a business, and I teach them how to do that.
Yes.
And that's why I think that I do my best stuff with women, because also I understand that they have to fit around the children.
Yes.
You know, with my business, I take my kids to school and I pick my kids up from school 4 days out of five.
Yes.
If they're homesick, my business isn't affected. I've set it up that I could have my children home all day, every day, and I can still run my business.
Mm.
And we do that in the summer. I never shut down. The kids have 6 weeks off. You wouldn't know my children were around, and the business is great. We don't fluctuate in whether we don't have a quiet month and things like that. So I do my best stuff with women because I teach them how to have a business around their family.
That's great. There's an ebook on your website which listeners can download, by the way, detailing the five pillars of a business and success in 12 easy ways, easy steps. Could you please summarize the five pillars first of all?
Yes,
please?
Of course. So the five pillars are having diamond clarity, and yes, that is where we work on what is their why, what it is that they do, clearly understanding that creating a business around their passion is essential for their success.
Could you explain what the why? I mean, I understand what the why is, but perhaps some people might not understand what that particular word is.
So we start with some questions like, what is it that you have? What books do you have on your nightstand?
Okay.
Okay. What makes you jump out of bed in the morning?
Okay. Okay.
What is it that you could do all day for free?
Okay.
These kind of questions. Mm. Because if you can answer these questions, and at the end of it, those answers relate to your business or a business that you could set up, that becomes your why.
Yeah.
Why were you put on this earth? Mm. What do you feel your mission is? Mm. You know, what is it? What is something that you feel really drawn to that you want to share with other people? Once you understand what your why is, and you know, why the story behind what it is that you do, you will find it very easy to put that down into words and market it.
Okay.
And then we look at understanding branding and how to have a brand that attracts clients like paparazzi around a celebrity, is what I say.
Okay.
So if you can if you can literally drag clients to you and like have them buzzing around you because your branding is absolutely super. And branding isn't a logo, by the way.
Mm.
Branding is how you know this as a branding expert yourself. I'm teaching you to suck eggs here.
No, that's okay.
I'm just sharing. This is the bit that I do. So it's literally from. Let me give you an example of one of my clients. She actually found that having her colours spread throughout her website and her nail varnish and her clothes that she wears and her handbag and looking the part really made people that were affluent buy into her.
Yes.
So she chose Hermes orange as her colour, and she found that that really attracted the affluent people that understood that that's what the orange colour was.
Mm-hmm.
And literally she now, everything that she does, she uses that colour behind what she does. And the way that she articulates what it is that she does is in a very professional, strong way. Mm. So they're the kind of people she attracts.
Okay.
So how to brand yourself and say what it is that you do and walk the walk. Then we have profit packaging, which is where I was talking about the bronze, silver and gold.
Yes.
That's getting out of the time for money trap.
Mm.
So I was earning £25 an hour doing copywriting and I was poor as anything.
Mm.
I now package up what I do, supply huge value. I don't tell people how long it's going to take. I say I get you from no clients to a 6 or 7 figure business, and it's going to cost you this amount of money.
Yes.
We don't ever talk about how many hours it takes.
You
have a problem, I have a solution to that problem, it's going to cost you this much, it's definitely worth the investment, look at my testimonials, look at what we do. And that's what I teach clients to do. Stop saying I cost £50 an hour, because you'll kill your business that way. Then we look at authentic marketing, and that's about being really true to yourself and making sure that on social media and on letters that you send out and on your emails and on your answer machine message, making sure all of that is exactly the same all the way through and is true to you. So the worst thing you could ever do in your marketing is fib. The worst thing that you could ever do is make things up, make up testimonials, or fake it till you make it. I do not believe in faking it.
Do people actually fake testimonials?
Yeah, of course they do.
God, I'm gullible.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
Why would anybody do that?
And that's why I absolutely love LinkedIn, because you can't fake a testimonial on LinkedIn.
Yeah.
So I would highly recommend that any testimonials you get, if you get them on LinkedIn, you can copy and paste them into your marketing, but people can go back and see that a real person has given you that testimonial.
Yes, yes.
And that's very important. So the testimonials I have, I would say 90% of them have come through LinkedIn recommendations, which is great. And then, of course, the one thing about the health and wellness industry is they hate sales.
Yes.
It makes them feel slimy and icky and grotty. Mm. And I teach them how to do sales without selling.
Okay.
And that is with my never be rejected technique.
Mm-hmm.
And literally, to put it in simple terms, it's you, like I say, you know what your client's pains are, and then you say, right, I have a solution to those pains. So you really spend time getting to know your client. They do all the talking and you go, that's great. They're your problems. This is the solution. Would you like to buy the bronze, silver or gold? And 95% of the time it works.
Great.
It's brilliant. So that's the five pillars that we work through.
Sounds like great fun. So that's diamond clarity, Hollywood branding, profit packaging,
yep.
authentic marketing and wealth breakthrough.
That's correct. Yes.
Great.
Thank you.
So in the 12 easy steps,
yep.
One line each,
yep.
on what they are, the
okay.
steps.
So the first step is mindset, which is about making time for getting clients.
Okay. Okay.
And that's really important. So you've got to get into your mind, actually, you have to do marketing. You have to do this. And those that say they don't have time, they're not
ready for it.
No, not ready. Then it's your mission and USP, which mm-hmm. is working on the diamond clarity. Then it's crafting your own client profiles.
Mm-hmm.
That's really important, knowing who your ideal client is. And then the fourth step is message, and that is how to speak to your ideal client so that they want to hear from you.
Mm-hmm.
Then we work on packages, which is your offering, which is step five. Then we look at marketing, which is about creating a marketing web. So, and I use the term marketing web so you can actually snare your clients, a bit like a spider.
Okay.
And that is looking at all the different tools that you can use and creating a web that is suitable for your business.
Yes.
So if your clients aren't on Facebook and Twitter, don't use it. It's a waste of your time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then we look at your website because it's your online shop.
Yes.
And it's the first point that most people look at. And then I go into more depth about social media so they can make a proper decision and of how to use it so that it gets some more clients. Then we look at blogging. Nobody ever covers blogging. They say you need to do blogging, but nobody tells you how to write a blog.
Yeah.
So I go in depth into how to write a blog, how often to write a blog, and what to do with that blog once you've written it.
And what if you don't like writing?
If you don't like writing, I have a step-by-step process. You don't have to write an 800-word blog.
Mm-hmm.
You can write a 300-word blog.
Okay.
And if you are doing what you have passion in, you will be able to put together 300 words with my step-by-step process. Or you can use video, or you can do what we're doing today, which is podcasts, webinars. There's more than just writing.
Yeah.
But blogging is not as difficult as you might think.
Okay.
And Twitter is microblogs anyway. It's 140 characters of blogging in itself.
I like Twitter.
Do you?
I don't have to write a lot.
No, you don't have to write a lot. And the other thing, you can always outsource it.
Yeah.
It can cost you £5 if you outsource it to Elance or something. Mm. And you've got Fiverr as well where you can do it. But actually, it's not too difficult. And I hold their hands.
Yeah. Well, you've got Amanda. It's not, you can't go wrong.
Yeah. It's not scary. I promise you it's not scary.
Okay.
And then finally, it's about creating a full plan and then how to systemize your business for growth. So that kind of is a quick
So you can sell in your sleep.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. That's great. So now, you know, there's the test. So you get a lead. Somebody
yes.
comes in, you know, potential client who, you know, signs up with some of these challenges. No money, no clients, no time,
mm-hmm.
overwhelmed, frustrated, and even annoyed that, you know, they've put their passion to is not making them any money.
Yeah.
How would you approach that particular client stroke challenge?
Right. You have to work on a business with a step-by-step process.
Yes.
So I would literally peel back all the layers that they will have created around them to get to where they are.
Yeah.
And start on the core of their business, which is their clarity and what is their why. And it is a step-by-step process. You can't go, I have people say to me, can you teach me how to do social media? And I say, no, I can't.
Yeah.
Because actually I have to show you how to do all the other steps before we get to the marketing. So it's not as simple as I want to learn how to do marketing. So it's a step-by-step process. It's the 45 worksheets. It's 50 worksheets if you work with me on a one-to-one. It's holding your hand. It's making you feel very secure about what it is that you're doing and showing that if you do every single step, there is no way your business will not succeed.
Mm.
If you overcome someone's problem and you have a solution to that problem and they have money that and they can afford to overcome their problem, you have got a business idea that
yes.
will work.
Mm.
And it's literally just taking all that pain away from you and showing you in step-by-step process how to do it.
That's great. Let's hear one more testimonial from Stella Skoldelis. which says, I would put a very high value on Amanda's gold package as it has taught me to market my business for no additional cost other than my time and to connect with like-minded people in business. Personally, I'm much more comfortable and confident with who I am, and I feel I'm on the right track to steer my business in the direction it is designed to go in by lifting my personal and business profile. Very importantly, Amanda has taught me to niche my business and fish where the fish are. Ooh, I like that. That has worked wonders. Thank you. And that's from Stella Skoldelis. Great. This is Tea with Lily, and joining me on the sofa today is Amanda Watts, the client attraction expert and founder of Clients in Abundance, an organization which helps businesses in the health and wellness industry. Amanda says that being an entrepreneur is a full contact sport, therefore you have to have a strong why. Now, Amanda, it can't all be work, work, work. What do you do for fun? Or shall I say, what's your guilty pleasure?
My guilty pleasure is probably pampering. So I really enjoy going to spas, health spas, not the local spa down the road. and I think that I love reading, although I do tend to read about business. So I don't really have much downtime. Being on this health and wellness journey and working with spiritual and fitness professionals, I have taken up yoga. Okay. I'm going on a retreat. One of my clients actually runs a retreat, Elysian Retreats, and I'm going to that, and I can't wait. That's going to be 4 days of meditating and Pilates and really de-stressing. So I would say that
I can't see you being stressed.
Me?
Yes.
Oh my gosh, yes, I get really... I do. Ask my children and my husband.
Oh, no, that's a different kind of stress.
Well, but the thing is my
that's
husband...
That's family stress, it doesn't count.
No, it's not. It's a work stress too, because the kids help me with work and he works with us as well. So we see it's part of the Clients in Abundance family. People come into my family too.
Yes.
So it's all part of that. So yeah, I do have my moments.
Well, I hope you enjoy your retreat.
Thank you.
And Amanda, most of us support charities often for personal reasons.
Yeah.
Which charities do you support, or which, you know, and why?
Okay, the biggest charity that I support is the one for Alzheimer's.
Okay.
And the reason why, my grandfather and I were exceptionally close, and unfortunately he suffered with Alzheimer's.
Oh.
And we support it in a number of ways. We do donate regularly. We got married a few months ago, and we, instead of having presents, we got people to donate to Alzheimer's. So we said no to presents, and please, you know, if you could just donate to the charity in our name, that would be absolutely fantastic.
That's great.
So that's how we tend to support the charity. Massively dear to my heart.
Yes.
So.
Okay. Alzheimer's. So how can our listeners connect with you, Amanda, if they want further information on the health and wellness industry?
Wow. Okay. You can Google me, Amanda Watts, Clients in Abundance. You will find me on Twitter as Marketing Manda, and you will also find me on Facebook.
Okay.
But I would suggest that you look at amanda-watts.com is the one about my group training, which is my website about that. That's probably the first port of call. And from there, you can find me all over the shop.
So it's amanda-watts.com.
Yes, amanda-watts.com.
Okay, and your phone number?
Is UK 01883 371 369.
You're everywhere.
I am, yes. Yes, absolutely. SlideShare, LinkedIn. I'd love to connect with people on LinkedIn. That's my favourite platform.
Yeah, because it tells a story straight away.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Thank you. Are there any more tips that we can learn if we want to create clients in abundance?
Absolutely. So the first thing that I would say is consistency is key.
Okay.
And whether or not you're going to be using social media platforms, or if you're going to be going to a networking event on a regular basis, you have to do it day in and day out.
Yes.
You can't pop in and pop out again, because people will wonder what's happened to you.
Mm.
And also, you will only stay in their minds whilst you're reminding them that you're there. So you have to be consistent. And then with consistency, you have to walk your talk.
Yes.
So you have to, I never ever told anyone I could get them to a six-figure business until I got myself to a six-figure business.
Mm.
And that's where authenticity is so important to me. So I could help people with marketing 2 years ago, but I couldn't get them to a six-figure business because I didn't know how to do that.
Mm.
So be really authentic to who you are, and you will start to attract the right kind of clients that you want. And the third one is walk your walk. So you have to ooze what you sell.
Yes.
So it's very much, for me, I am very aware I need to work on my health, which is why I'm doing the yoga and the Pilates, because although I work with health and wellness, that's something I need to get a little bit more involved in.
Indeed.
Cut out the biscuits and the coffee.
Oh dear.
Yes.
Oh. Cut out the coffee.
Yes, cut out the coffee. It's not good for you.
Oh,
drink
dear.
More water. Yes.
Can I have both? Water and coffee.
You can have both within moderation.
Okay. Okay. Thanks, Dr. Amanda.
You're very welcome. You see, I'm not. You see, so don't ask me. Ask my clients, not me. Ask me about marketing, not health and wellness.
So, Amanda Watts, you've been very generous with your time, and even more so with your tips and tricks. I hope you'll come back again and have more tea with us and share the latest news on the health and wellness industry.
Absolutely.
Please tune in again for the next episode of Tea with Lily. My guest will be the networking superpower, Jackie Groundsell. If you remember, she was the guest on our pilot show. Jackie will speak about the upcoming Business Women in Action conference in London. So stay tuned, and who knows, I could convince Jackie to give away a ticket or two. I'm your host, Lily Mensah-Yeboah, and until next time, keep smiling and always, always walk good. Amanda.